It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of the car with no driver. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Ernie Hufnagel, and I'm going to tell you about another miracle that happened to me, because I've got lots of them. And I'm sure you all have too, if you only paid attention to what was going on. This is a miracle about a car that was in my backyard. As a Ford Troopy. A troop carrier, which is a big car, weighs about 3 ton. Well, it was parked in my backyard on a property of about 2 acres, and it was up the hill a little bit away from our swimming pool. Now, my son's girlfriend walked past the car and turned the ignition key for some unknown reason. I don't know why, but that's what she did. It's another working of Satan. Somehow he gets involved to try and make life a little bit harder for you. But in the end, God has control. You have to remember that. So what happened was, after she turned the key, the car started, and it started to drive away. And she couldn't stop it. She didn't know what to do. She panicked. And first of all, it ran over her foot because she tried to stop it. There's no way she's going to stop a 3-ton vehicle. So after it ran over her foot, it drove down alongside my pool, and if it had have kept driving straight, it would have bumped into the big palm trees that I have next to the pool, and it would have stopped. But it didn't. For some reason, there's no one behind the wheel, it turned right. It made a 90-degree right-hand turn and turned towards the pool, and it drove through the garden, through the pool fence, and then it drove alongside the front of the pool where the steps are. Then it turned left and drove into the pool. Now, that's crazy. The car managed to find its way into the swimming pool with no one behind the wheel. Now, that's an absolute, that's not a miracle. Well, you could call that a miracle, but it's not a miracle that works for the benefit of a person. It's actually one of Satan's performances, as far as I'm concerned. So what happened then? Now I've got a car in the swimming pool. And we're thinking, okay, nobody really got up. Nobody got angry. We got upset. We didn't like it, but nobody got angry because we were Christians by this time. And the poor girl whose foot had ran over, she was hysterical, crying her eyes out because she thought she was going to have to pay for all this because she was the cause of it. But we consoled her and said, don't worry about it. We'll sort it out. It will all come out okay in the end. Now, we said to our son, have you got insurance on the car? And he said, no, I only take third-party insurance. That's not full comprehensive. He said, okay, so now we thought, well, we're going to have to pay for this. So, okay, we resigned ourselves to that situation. But then he had a look at his insurance, and he came back and said, Dad, I made a mistake when I filled the insurance out. I have full comprehensive. So we thought, that's fantastic. At least now the insurance company will pay for it. So we rang up the insurance company, and they were very helpful, believe it or not. They had a crane round that same day. They craned the car out of the pool, and we sorted that situation out. Anyway, that car was written off. They took it away to the wreckers, and now we've got a wrecked pool. We had to pump the water out of it, and the fence needed fixing, the tiles needed fixing, and the pool needed emptying and cleaning because now it was full of oil and whatever other mess that was in there. So what happened now was we got all the quotes to fix the pool, but in the end, nobody came to fix it. We couldn't get the manpower around to fix this pool. So what happened was I ended up fixing the pool. The next door neighbor happened to have a fence that he got off a building site, which was exactly the same as the fence I had, which is another coincidence, as most people would call it. But as far as I'm concerned, that's another miracle. So I put the fence up. That saved me at least $1,000 to $2,000. So I had a new fence. I fixed the tiles on my own. And then I emptied the pool out, scrubbed the pool down, washed it out, because the guy that quoted $10,000 to fix the pool, I couldn't get him back, or he couldn't get back for about 6 weeks' time. So I ended up doing it. So I fixed the pool. I fixed everything. And when everything was done, the insurance company paid for everything, and they sent me a check for $8,000. So after all said and done, All the drama turned into a blessing in the end, because I ended up with $8,000 on top of it, and nobody got hurt. So there's another miracle. Most people would say, gee, you're lucky. Well, that was a, they say that was a blessing, but they don't realize exactly what they were saying. It was a blessing. Another little test that God put us through, but we passed the test. Nobody got angry. Everybody handled it okay. And in the end, we came out on top with $8,000 in front. So there's another miracle. So again, do what is right. Leave the consequences up to God. Don't get angry over whatever you need to get angry over, because you cannot solve. Getting angry does not solve the problem. It only makes the situation worse. Leave it up to God and he'll fix it, like he's fixed everything for me. Since I gave my life to Christ, everything seems to be working out. That's just another miracle of one of the many that I can share with you if I had enough time. So thank you again, people, and may God bless you.